Okay, tonight is Monday night, December 31st. This is the Gemara Shir, we're up to Maseches Moed Katan Daf, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. We are up to the line before it gets wide, before it gets very wide. Rish Lakish. The last thing we did was about the Amsa, the Rebbe, who put somebody in Cherem because the father was hitting his child. Rish Lakish have a Mintar Pardisa. Rish Lakish was working as a guard of a fruit orchard. Every one of the Tanaim and Amoraim went to work. Nobody sat and learned all the time. They all had jobs. He was a guard, a pardes. Asa hahu gavra, this person came, v'ka'achal te'enei, and he started eating figs. Just started eating, taking figs off the field. Rama Bakala. Rish Lakish raised his voice. What are you doing? Velo Ashkachte. And this person just kept right on eating. Omar, Rish Lakish said, Leheve Hahu Gavra B'Shamta. Let that person become excommunicated, put into nidui. Lehevei ugaru b'shamta. Amalei, so this guy said to Rish Lakish, Adarabba, lehevei hahugavra b'shamta. I want you to be in excommunicated. You, Rish Lakish, you should be excommunicated. Im mamon nitchayavti lach, if I indeed owe you money, which I don't deny, I ate the fruit, I know I have to pay you, nidui mi nitchayavti lach, do I actually deserve to be put into chayre? Asa lebei midrasha. So Rish Lakish came into the Beis Medrash to find out whether his nidui will have taken effect, or this other guy's nidui will have taken effect.
On what basis would this other guy's nidui have taken effect? Meaning because you have no right to put me in nidui in the first place.
Right, that's just it. Exactly. That's going to be one of the categories we're going to see. Somebody who places somebody in nidui inappropriately, he himself is to be excommunicated. So Amalei, they said to him in the Beis Medrash, Shelo Nidui. His Nidui is effective. In other words, you are in Cherem. Shelcha Eino Nidui. But yours is totally worthless. Umai Takante. And what can you do to what? To get out of this. Zil Ligabe Delishrelach. Go to him and ask him, saying, you know, I'm sorry. Sorry I put you in Cherem unnecessarily. Please forgive me. So Rish Lakish said, Lo Yadan Ale. I have no idea who he is. After he finished eating his figs, he checked out. No idea who he is. Amrule, they said to him, Zil Ligabe Nesia the Lishmalach. Go to the Nasi, he will be able to what? To release you of the nether. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Niduhu Ve'eno Yodea Mi Nidohu. If somebody was put into Cherem and he has no idea who that person is, Yelech Eitzel Nasi V'yatir Lo Niduyav. He is to go to the Nasi, and the Nasi will release him of the nether. So let's just take care of that point first. first, this last point first. The halacha is, as we've seen previously, there was an enormous reluctance to release somebody's neder if that person was, if the person who put you into cherem was a significant person. And others felt uncomfortable releasing you from someone who is a distinguished individual, put you into cherem. So when you don't know what's going on, you can't approach him. If you don't know who he is, you can't approach him. However, there is a roiv. The majority of members of Am Yisrael are not as distinguished as the Nasi. Very few people can exceed the academic success of the Nasi. Hence, we have a right to assume that the Nasi outflanked the person who put Rish Lakish into Cherem, and as a result, the Nasi will now release you. And it's based purely on the halacha of Rov. And it's good to just make reference to the fact that in halacha, there are two types of Rov. There's a Rov which is called Ruba the Isa Kaman, and Aruba de Lesa Kaman. Aruba de Isa Kaman is a rove that's staring you in the face, where you can count both sides of the issue and count which one is in the majority. So the famous case is, of course, Esar Chanuyos. There are 10 butcher shops in a market, in a meat square. Right? The Aradea guys know this very well. Esar Chanuyos. There are 10 meat. So, and now a piece of meat was found in the square, and we don't know who it belongs to. So, the first thing you have to do is go to all 10 and ask them, "Did you lose a piece of meat?" But if they don't, nobody knows, or the stores are closed, so what you do is you rely on Rov. 6 of them are kosher, 4 are not kosher. You're allowed to eat the piece of meat. 6 are not kosher, 4 are kosher, you're not allowed the piece of meat. That's a Ruba de'isa kaman. It's right in front of your nose. And that is the primary interpretation of the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, acharei rabim lehatos. Follow the majority. It's talking about Bezdin. That if there's going to be a case, so you can count. 20, you have a murder case. So 13 Dayanim say guilty, 10 Dayanim say acquitted, so you convict him. Fine. Then there is what's called Aruba de Lesa Kaman, which is a statistical majority. Statistical majority. And we follow that Rove as well. The famous halacha of Rove Mitsuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchenein. Somebody shechts an animal. He disappears. We have no way to ask him, "Do you know anything about Hilchos Shechita? Do you know what the laws of Shehiya and Drasa and Chalada and Agrama and Ikra, the 5 psula of Shechita?" You know, not here. So the halacha is, you have a right to rely on the fact that the majority of people who approach an animal in order to shecht it know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. It's like when you're in a theater and somebody gets ill, and you call out, "Is there a doctor in the house?" We don't expect a plumber to come forward. Those people who say that they are doctors are trained as doctors. We assume that. Now, we didn't go examine every single person on the planet. So it's Aruba the lesser kaman. So there's a machloikis between the Ramban and other Rishonim. What happens if the person is actually here? He's right here in front of you. Can you rely on the rove without interrogating him? A guy go, you see this guy shechting the animal. So if he disappeared, of course everybody says you rely on the rove. But he's standing right here. So many Rishonim say that Ruba de Lesa Kaman is like a vadai. It's guaranteed. And therefore you don't have to even make any inquiry whatsoever. The Ramban is of the opinion that even a Ruba the lesser Kaman is only in a situation where it's E.F. Shar Levarer, where you cannot clarify the situation. So here also, this is a Ruba the lesser Kaman. The majority of people who put somebody into Cheirim are not on the intellectual level of the Nasi. We didn't check every person to see how much he knows. So under those circumstances, we operate on Rove, and therefore the Rove is Machria, that he was not as great as the Nasi. Hence, the Nasi can release you of that particular neder.
Just one thing that's part sure. of the process of being put into Nidui seems like two people are having an argument. Instead of calling each other names, one says, I put you in Cher. The other guy says, no, what, you put me in Cher? I put you in Cher. Is it that easy?
So, Elliot, do you think we're not going to discuss this?
No.
You know, we're gonna try to understand. We're gonna see the right. What's the case talking about? What's going on here? So, tell me why you think Rish Lakish had a right to put him into Cherem. Tell me why.
Well, kind of goes back to what we were discussing some weeks ago. Two weeks ago, that if somebody's doing something, he owes you money. You see the damage happening in front of you.
Okay.
It was so kind of like where you could hit him, and the
okay.
Marcus, and I think
but that was Ovid and Ishtin and
Lenavshe. But this is so.
But who is that? Who is that? Only the person who is suffering the loss.
Right, but here,
but Shlokish is not suffering
right,
the loss.
He's a shomer.
He's just a shomer. He's not. Yeah.
He's a talmid chacham, and you're embarrassing. We're disregarding him, or you're
say something even more cogent. That's going to be a secondary issue. Tell me something. I'll tell you that we've discussed this a myriad of times.
He's the agent of the Baal Bas?
He's a Shomer. He's yeah, okay. He's a Shomer. So he's a Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sacha. I don't know if he's getting paid or not. But what's the issue? What was the guy doing?
Stealing.
He's stealing.
Yeah.
And what's the halacha? Anytime you see somebody who what? Who is violating even an Issa de Rabbanan, you rely, and you warn him, you tell him, look, stop, and he persists, you have a right to put him into Cherem. You should put him into Cherem. So, what was this guy getting all huffy and puffy about and said, I owe you money. I acknowledge that. What do you mean you owe money? Did anybody give you permission to take the figs? I have a right to go over to your yard and pluck apples with the intention to what to pay you? The answer is no, I don't have such a right. So what's happening here, which now gets this guy all riled up? Why would he assume that Rish Lakish did not have a right to put him into Cherem, and that he's only due him money and not doesn't deserve Cherem?
Maybe it's like Moshe Shemra, the guy was intending to pay all along.
Okay, so I'm asking you, am I allowed to go to your house, your backyard, take tomatoes, I'm going to pay you for it? Are you allowed to steal with the intention to pay?
Maybe Cheirim is not the option of first resort, should be the last resort.
The what?
Cheirim should be the last resort, not the first option.
Well, what should be the first option?
There's a charger. He's got to bring
it. But he didn't want, he told them to stop. And he just keeps going. And even if he would come running over with the money, which he did not, all he did is acknowledge, I owe you the money. Why shouldn't Rish Lakish have a right to put him to Cherem? Yeah. So much so that when he entered the Beis Medrash, they said, your Cherem is worthless. Yes. It's that guy's Cherem that is worth something.
Well, don't you have to first like bring him to Beis Din and say, pay the money? And then if he doesn't, then...
Okay, so here, the Gemaras actually say that if somebody is violating something, you don't have to wait to get to Beis Din to put him into Cherem. So let me just show you around a little. Go to page, fire the defensive coordinator number 3. Page 3. That's after yesterday's game. So it's crazy. Watch another game for 3 hours, and the last 5 seconds, then the last minute, they lose a game. Why I was watching, everybody asks, it's a good kasha. So this is a good Gemara in Eruvin. Ravina have a Yosef Kamei de Ravashi. Ravina was sitting in the presence of Ravashi. It's the bracketed lines. Chazya lahahu gavra, he saw a person, teka osar le lechamre bitzinsa b'shabbat. He tied his animal around with the rope, the lasso, around the tree on Shabbos. Nice. Rama le kala v'lo ashkech pei. So Ravina started screaming, don't you know that there's an isur midrabanan of being mishtamesh be'ilon? You cannot use a tree on Shabbos and Yantav midrabanan. Why did the Rabbanan say you can't use a tree? Because we're afraid, Shema Yalav Yitlosh, you're going to walk or climb up the tree and you're going to rip down a branch. Omalei. So, since he didn't listen, Lehebe Haigavra B'Shamta, so Ravina put him into Chayrut. And we're dealing only with the Dindo Rabbanan. We're not dealing with a Dindo Raisa. It's no Isur Do Raisa to use a tree on Shabbos. It's only in Issa Rabbana. Even the more so, Resh Lakish is seeing somebody who is violating an Issa D'Oraisa. He's stealing. Why shouldn't he put him at the Chayrut? So, go to page number one now, and you'll see the Ritva asks this question. Many Rishonim ask this question, and he cites a Ravid to answer the question. I have no idea where the Ravid got this from, but that's what he says. It's the second line, Ikar Lemedar. One should investigate. Bahalo Reish Lakish Kedim Nidahu. Resh Lakish put him into Chayrem legitimately. Kavon Shahaya Ochel Peirosav Shelo Kedid, page 2. Because he was eating the fruits inappropriately. Ve'afilu Ba'ilu Mason Le Damea, even if you intended to pay the full value, Mikomakon Chamson Hu, Mazak Chamson. From what word is that in the Chumash? Chamas. You're a person who violates Chamas. Upasul Eidus. And as you well know, when you violate an Issa D'Oraisa of Gneva, you are disqualified. You can't testify in a court of law. So this guy deserves to be put into Chayrut. Because you're not allowed to take something. You're not allowed to even borrow something without asking permission from the person, Shol Shaloi Midas. And that's a Gazan. We paskin somebody who borrows things without asking permission is a Gazan. Unless it's the Dvar Mitzvah. If it's a Dvar Mitzvah, we assume that the person would have allowed you. So if you don't have tefillin and you take my tefillin, you put them on and then you put them back, you're not a Gazan. But anything else, a pen, a computer, that's all a Gazan. So he asked the simple question. Tiritz arrives out. Ki haperos halalu darkan haya la'amod b'mechira b'chol shana v'shana. The practice of the owner of this particular field was that he never hoarded the fruits of this field for himself. What were they done? They were always just available for what? For sale. So, therefore, what did the guy think when he came? I'm just buying it. This field, there is no Isur of Gzela. Because who has been makdir him to take it?
But that doesn't make
the owner.
Sense. That doesn't make sense, because Resh Lakish was a Shoimer. If he was a Shoimer, he would have known that this was up for sale. It's
and then, what would his role be then?
To accept the money.
Just to pay him, take the money. Exactly. Apparently, so maybe that's exactly what the guy said. Resh Lakish, don't you know what's going on here? this is a field which typically is omed lemechira. Therefore, what is your role? Not to accuse me of theft. Your role is simply to collect the money, and I'm ready to pay.
But is omed lemechira, you know, pay after you've enjoyed yourself, or is it pay before you take it?
No, we don't know. We don't know. Apparently, the Ravid feels this is why that guy was in the right, and Reish Lakish was in the wrong. Because Reish Lakish should have known that's the practice of this particular field. So I don't know if the owner told him. A little information is missing. I don't know if the owner told him about this, or maybe the owner changed his mind. Maybe it changed his mind. I don't know. So let's continue. So that's suggestion number one. Inami, alternatively, ki bashana zu lo hayu omdos lemechira. Maybe this year the owner changed his mind and decided, I'm not putting them up for sale to anybody who comes and grabs it. Reish Lakish hayasover shenote b'taras gezel. Reish Lakish thought that he was simply engaged in theft. So then, why was he wrong? Umikol makom lo haya l'nadoso ad sheyasre bo she'eino rotze she'itol mehen. What he should have done is, he should have not just said, hey buddy, that's apparently all he said, hey buddy, he should have warned him, saying, this year these fruits are not for sale. Hence, what's going to happen if you're going to take another fruit? What's going to happen? You're going to be a gazlan. Reish Lakish didn't say that. Achi yasrebo sheino rotze shiito mehem. Ha, ilu hisrabo. Had he been warned, velo nimna, and he did not refrain from taking the fruit. Then that other guy would have been deserving of his nidui, and Reish Lakish would not be is the reciprocal nidui would be worthless.
But the Gemara says that Reish Lakish called out to him and told him to stop.
But, no, it did, it says Adbe Kola. He raised his voice. All he raised, so we have to fill in the words. What did he say? Hey buddy, what are you doing? But he didn't warn him and say, you know what? The status of this field has changed this year. And as a result, when you pick them up, even though you've been here for 20 years, today you're going to be a gazlan. If under those circumstances the guy still went ahead and takes them, then he's a thief. And of course he deserves to be put into nidui. But Reish Lakish didn't do that. Hence, he put him into nidui inappropriately. Kacha lo meharifet. Yes.
But the same language is used in our Gemara and Gemara in Abraham, you quoted.
Right.
Same rights is wrong, they call it Voishafe. So does Ravid say in that case also he was wrong for doing it?
Nobody says there that he is wrong. Nobody did say that. It's a good question. It's a good question. But see, there is nothing that the person who was using the tree could have said, what do you mean? The last 20 years I've been taking the fruit from, what are you talking about?
He still needs
that hasrach. Okay, so maybe under those circumstances, hey buddy, what are you doing? That is the hasrach. Here he specifically has to say a lot more, because the practice was that this was normally a field that was used for sale. Yeah. Yeah. Then there is a second answer provided by Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos in our daf, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. B'dibur Amaschol Nidui Mi Nitchayavti Lach. Says Tosfos, Af Al Pi Shem Mishamtin Bavur Mamon Kedamrin Leel. Even though we've had several incidents in which we see that it is appropriate to put somebody into shamka, based on monetary issues. Hani mili l'mamona, that's for money, and here we're dealing with mona. Yesh loimar shahayalo likroso lebezdin chila shema yifra. Before you put in the chayrim, say, you know what? Buddy, I'm taking it to Bezdin. And then, if he would say, I'll pay for it, there's no reason to what? Put in the chayrim. So Rish Lakish, according to Tosfos, jumped the gun. He put him into Chayrim without summoning him to Bezdin. And the first thing that you have to do by being a Mamonos is go to Bezdin. Therein lies the difference as to whether you see Bein Adam LaMakom or Bein Adam LaChaveira. If somebody's violating something which only touches upon heaven, you don't have to bring him to Bezdin and say, hey buddy, you're being Michal Shabbos mit Rabbanan. You put him at the chayrim right away. But if it's a monetary issue, before you go resort to haramim, first call him to Bezdin.
Didn't we learn by Talmud Chacham they didn't?
What?
Didn't we learn by Talmud Chacham doesn't?
Right. Exactly.
Correct. But again, if it would be his, he doesn't have this. Wasn't Rish Lakish's money. So maybe the halach of Dina, I don't know. But we would say, just to answer your question, that the halach of Dina Denafshe means when you are suffering the loss. Shomer is, he's not suffering the loss. So that's a second answer. That's a second answer. Yeah. Yeah. Now, so here, you can conclude from this Gemara that indeed, if somebody went ahead and put somebody, anyone into the Chayrim for no reason, you what happens to you? You deserve Nigla. However, the Nimuka Yosef does not agree with the statement we just made. Go to page 4. Fire the defensive coordinator. Let's keep saying it. Maybe it'll happen. Instead of firing, put him in the chayrim. Okay, good idea. So the Namuki Yosef writes here, where I bracketed, for Hodam Rina, Shahaminade, Mi She'eno Chayav Nidui, Hu Bar Nidui, that anybody who puts someone into Nidui, who is not scheduled to be into Nidui, what happens to him? He becomes Minudeh. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Dafka Kishahaya Talmud Chacham, Oso She'eno Chayiv Nidui. It's only if the person who did not deserve the Nidui happens to be what? A Talmud Chacham. Aval im hu am ha'aretz, but if he's an ordinary person, v'haminade Talmud Chacham, and the person putting him in Chayim is a Talmud Chacham, afal pishenidu, even though he put him into Chayim, or afilu shebiza also, even if he humiliated that guy, eino chayev nidui ha'Talmud Chacham, under those circumstances. The Talmud Chacham is not Chayiv Nidui. Now, by making such a statement, he's going to ask you, would I challenge him based on the Gemara we just read? Does it say any place that the guy who was taking the fruit was a Talmud Chacham? No. Does it say any place? No. But he anticipates this, and he's got an answer. And he says, and from this case of Rish Lakish, you cannot bring any proof to challenge my assumption that it only applies where? By a Talmud Chacham. Why? The Shema Nida Talmud Chacham Gadol Mimenu. Maybe Rish Lakish put this guy was even what? A greater Talmud Chacham than what? Than Rish Lakish.
And he was stealing fruit?
No, he didn't think he was... He wasn't. No, he wasn't. He thought that the guy was still conducting the field like the oil was. Now, how does he make such a speculative statement? I can say that too. He was not, but I can also disagree with him and say, oh, he wasn't the Talmid Chacham. So he proves from the end of the story that he was a Talmid Chacham. How did he prove it?
He had to go to the Nasi
to get it released. Why did he have to go to the Nasi? If the guy was an Amoritz, why does he have to go to the Nasi for? Any Tom, Dick, and Harry is smarter than this Amoritz, and he could be a releaser. The mere fact that he had to go to the Nasi was operating on the assumption that he was a Talmid Chacham. Therefore, maybe Reish Lakish, maybe people, we don't know who he is now, and maybe he's a very big Talmud Chacham, very big Talmud Chacham. And therefore the only one to release him is the Nasi. If he was not a Talmud Chacham, why would anybody have to tell Reish Lakish to go to the Nasi? Reish Lakish himself could have done it. Because he's
what if he was Talmud Chacham but not greater than Reish Lakish? What if he was a Talmud Chacham but lesser than Reish Lakish?
It doesn't say what would happen under those circumstances. It says, Shema Nida, then he probably could release it himself. Reish Lakish should be able to release the nether himself.
But the Nasi works for everyone. If you don't know who it is, we're using the rove.
Correct. But the assumption that we need the rove is because he is a Talmud Chacham. We just don't know what level Talmud Chacham is. But if he's an Amoretz, you don't need the rove. You don't have to go to the Nasi. That's the argument of the Nemuki Yosef. That on the ordinary circumstances, a person who puts somebody into nidui inappropriately does not have to become minudeh unless that person is a Talmud Chacham. The Rambam clearly disagrees with the Nemuki Yosef. So go now to page, for a second, page 5.
Is it regular page 5 or something
else? No, it says Fire DC. The Rambam Hilchos, I covered all my bases
for
that.
No one argues on that.
That what?
Fine
defensive witness. No one argues. Less not the Rambam. Everybody agrees with me.
Less on the point.
So, yeah. The Rambam is going to list 24 items for which it is appropriate to put somebody into nidui. 24 different items. So the Rambam writes, so he's commenting on the halacha in Yud Gimel. So let's just look at Yud Gimel for a second. The Rambam writes, we read this Gemara already. Harav shenido lichvodo, a Rebbe who put somebody into nidui because somebody degraded his honor. Kol talmidav chayavim linog nidui b'minuta. All of his students have to conduct themselves appropriately and not have any dealing with this guy. Alvul Talmud shenidah lichvod atzmo, but a Talmud who put somebody into nidui to protect his dignity, ain't a rav chayav linug nidui. Alvul kol ha'am chayav linug b'nidui. Everybody has to do it. V'chein minuda l'nasi, minuda l'chol Yisrael. But somebody was put into chayrim because he did something to the nasi. All of Am Yisrael have to abide by it. Minuda l'chol Yisrael, ain't a minuda l'nasi. Fine. Now says the Rambam, "Bamed varam u'malach yudal, b'mishiniduhu al shabiza talmidei chachamim." All of these criteria are only if the purpose of your nidui was because the person was mivaze, ridiculed a Talmud Chacham. Avol mishiniduhu al shar devarim shechayav malein nidui. But anybody who was put into nidui for any other reason besides protecting the dignity of a Talmud Chacham, afilu niduhu katan shebi Yisrael. Even if the most simpleton person around, chayev hanasi, v'chol Yisrael linog bo nidui, ad sheyachsar b'tshuva midavar sheniduhu b'shvilo. Every member of Am Yisrael has to observe the nidui until he repents and reforms his action. Then, v'yatiru lo, they will release him of that nidui. Says the Rambam, Al esrim varba dvarim min adinis adam bein ish bein isha. Ve'eluhei. One, hamivaze es hachacham afilu lachamoso. Somebody ridicules the Talmud Chacham even though he already passed away. Two, hamivaze shliach bezdin. Bezdin sends an agent to enforce their decrees. So you ridicule, publicly humiliate, or even not only publicly, you say it to his face and you ridicule the shliach bezdin. Three, hakore lechaveiro eved. Somebody who calls his friend, you're a slave. Four, mi shesholchu lo bezdin v'kavu lo zman. Some bezdin sent out a summons v'lo ba, and he ignored the summons. Five.
The first time he's saying he's ignored it.
First time, you don't have to wait three times according to the Rambam. Hamizalzel b'davar echad midivrei sofrim. Somebody who ridicules a rabbinic law, certainly a biblical law, put him into chayim right away. Six, mi shelo kibel olav zadin. Bezdin issued a judgment against him, and he says, "I'm not paying." He put him in chayim until he gives it. Seven, mi sheyesh birushuso davar hamazik. Somebody who has in his property something that's a public liability, such as kelev ra, bad dog, or sulam ru'ua, or a defective ladder, minadin oso achiyaser hezeko. You put him into nidui until he gets rid of it. Guess nobody in Tinek ever heard of this halacha. About 22,000 dogs there. It's crazy. Everybody's got a dog.
How does that apply to a shor hamuad?
To a shor hamuad? I would say the shor hamuad is a mazik.
No, but at what point?
When he becomes a muad. Yeah. Eight. Hamocher karka shelo lo'ove kachav. Somebody sells property in Eretz Yisrael to a Gentile. Minadin oso. Ad she yikabel olav kolone she yavam in av olkechav liYisrael chaveiro bala meitzar. If you have to put him into cherem until he accepts any, I'm not sure exactly what this means. Kolone she yavam in av olkechav liYisrael chaveiro bala meitzar. Unless he's talking about bala meitzar means your next door neighbor, that. There's a halacha that you have to be careful to whom you sell your property. And here, you can't cause somebody damage by selling it to a Gentile who might then go ahead and do what? Attack your neighbor. So until you're ready to accept any consequence that the Gentile will cause your Jewish neighbor, you remain in chevra. Hameid al Yisrael ba'arko shalav dikachav. Somebody who testifies against a Jew in civil court. V'hotzi mimenu beiduso mamon shalom kedin Yisrael. And he extracted money based on his testimony, not in accordance with Torah law. Minadin oso achi yishalim. Put him into chirim until he pays up. 10. Tabach kohen. A kohen who shechting. She'enu mafresh hamatanos v'nosnon l'kohar acher minadin oso achiyite. These are talking about non-karbanos. The halacha is that a Yisrael who slaughters a cow for personal consumption has to give three things to a kohen: the zroa, the lechayayim in the keva, the stomach, the tongue, and the cheek goes to a kohen. Now what happens if a kohen shechting? Kohen can say, you know what? I'll keep it for myself. Ich bin der Kohen. I'm a Kohen. The halach is no. If a Kohen shechts it, he has to give it to his Kohen friend. Until he does so, he is in chayv. 11. Hamechalal yontif sheni shel galios afal pishu minhag. Somebody who desecrates the second day of yontif, even though it's only a minhag, you get put into chayv. course, not if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're doing an American in 2 days in advance. Of course, you don't. You're from the Chutzlar. Ha'oseh melacha be'erev ha'pesach acha chatzos. Somebody who does melacha after chatzos in a community. No, after chatzos, it's not up to minimum. Everybody, no one is allowed to do melacha after chatzos on erev Pesach. I'll just tell you a story about the Yontif Sheni Shogolias. Because it was the kids in my class. There's somebody in my class whose mother used to be the mikveh attendant. So it was Rosh Hashanah, and her kid was a little kid at the time, about 5 or 6, and it's right next door to a Reform temple, the mikveh. So he sees the parking lot is full. He asks his mother, "Today's Rosh Hashanah. Why are these people driving to shul on Rosh Hashanah?" So she said, "You know, not everybody observes all of the laws fully," and they drove. Next day, the parking lot was empty. So he said, "Mommy, they all did tshuva." Good line. Yeah. Number 13. Hamazkir shem shamayim levatala o leshvua b'divrei havoi. Somebody who mentions God's name in vain or takes an oath with God's name for stupidity. So somebody takes a shvua that this is a piece of paper. That's nice. I would have known that it's a piece of paper without a shvua. So you invoke God's name, you deserve to be put into chayv. Hamevi es harabim l'dechil Hashem. Somebody causes the public to desecrate God's name. Hamevi es harabim l'dechil haskotchim b'chutz. Somebody causes someone to eat kutchim, regular holy animals, korbanot, and eat them out of the Beis HaMikdash, or out of Yerushalayim. Hamechashev shanim v'koveya chadashim b'chutz l'aretz. Somebody who establishes Kiddush HaChodesh al pi re'iyah, based on the testimony of two witnesses to declare the Rosh Chodesh, but it's in Chutz La'aretz, goes into, gets nidu.
There are, some of these are very, very serious.
Yeah, I know. Correct. Hamachshil es ha'iver, somebody who puts a stumbling block in front of a blind person, either literally, or gave somebody bad advice, whatever it is. Hame'akev harabim milasas ha-mitzvah. Somebody precludes the community from doing a mitzvah. Yutes. Tabach shiyotza treifa mitachas yado. A butcher who is discovered is selling treifa meat as kosher meat.
Wouldn't it also be machshas aver?
What?
Wouldn't it also be machshas aver? Same thing?
But even if no one ate it, if we caught him, even no one ate it, so nobody was nichshal yet, you still put him into chayr. Tabach shelo bodak sakino lifnei chacham. There is a gemara in Chulin that says, Daf Yud Zayin, that every single shochet has to receive permission from the rabbanim of his community to serve as a community-wide shochet. And it's an appointment. It's a communal appointment. And that's, so somebody who, and the symbol that you receive that is to bring your knife to the Chacham. He looks at it, he peppers you with some questions, and he grants you this designation. So if somebody decided to shech for people, not for himself, but for other people, without receiving this license, he's put into chayv. He's put into chayv. 21. Hamikasha atzmo ladas. Somebody who engages in masturbation. 22. Mi shigiresh es ishto fa asa beino beina shutfis o masa umatan hamivin lohen lehizokek zelozeh kishivo lebezdin minadnosan. Somebody divorced his wife. And then he went into some type of business relationship with her. And the business relationship dictates that what? That they be together, be miyachid with one another. Such a person is put into chayru. 23. Chacham, yeah?
the Hamikasha Atzma Das.
Yes.
That presumes somebody saw him, but isn't it Ein Dovership at Erevar? You would have needed two people?
Right, that's the prosecute. For being Mekasha Atzma Das, there's no punishment. Besdin can't punish you.
But Nidui is pretty...
Right, but they can't punish you per se. But they can if somebody knows about it. They don't know about it. No. Somebody saw that someone doing this, even one witness, it would be enough. Chacham Shishmuaso Ra, a Talmud Chacham who rumors are circulating about it, like the Gemara we had 2 weeks ago. And then Haminade Misheino Chayav Nidui. Somebody puts someone into Chayrim who did not deserve to be put into Chayrim, he should be put into Chayrim. So, yeah.
It's not exclusive. I mean, this is an. Is Rambam saying this is an exclusive list or this is an example list?
No, this is not. If we have an example, he wouldn't require 24 examples.
So this is exclusive, so nothing else except for these issues.
That's correct. But it's a pretty broad list. Pretty broad list. Covers every daraisa, every isa daraisa, every isa drabanan. Pretty broad list.
If you do an iser, that would not any lav that does not necessarily get you nidui, correct?
Well, if you are doing it in a, you know, it's not that you knew about it that it's aser, and you are mizalzel. I'm doing it anyhow. Obviously, if you don't know, or if it's not done, it's done for to personal pleasure, desire, not because you're looking to ridicule the Torah. Good. So that's all of the Rambam.
So Mumar L'Teyavim doesn't get.
I would imagine, yeah, Mumar L'Teyavim probably not. Because that's not Zilzel. He's doing it because he makes a few dollars on it. So a guy who buys non-kosher meat because it's a lot cheaper, that may not. That's not necessarily Zilzel. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to pages 6, 7, and 8, which are tshuvas of Rav Moshe and others who derive a halacha from our Gemara. So let's read the case. This is Igros Moshe, Or Chaim, Chelek He, halacha test, siman test. The question is, in mutar limsor ganav la'arkos hamadina. Are you allowed, if you have somebody who stole from you, you caught the guy, can you bring him to civil court to be prosecuted? Says the Rav Moshe. Ubidvar ganav, shiganav sefer Torah uklei kesef mibeis haknesses. Somebody went ahead and stole a sefer Torah and the Eitz Chaim. In mutar lemisro lemasro l'arkos hamadina, can I bring him to civil court? Ulemishtara, police. Can I call the police against him? Sheyadua shehein donim biyisurei haguf bimaasar harbe shanim. What is the sentence for theft in most tradition? You pay your time in jail. Now, the Torah doesn't know of jail as an official sentence. The Torah uses jail. The Gemara talks about Dayanim using jail. It's only where they know the guy is guilty, but for some reason the witnesses, were not accurate. So there you can use jail. But under normal circumstances, it's not used as an actual punishment. But here they are, says Rav Moshe. Hine lichora pashut. She'ein shayach lahatir. I cannot allow you turning this guy over to the police or to civil court. Af im lo haya klal isur lidon d'dinei mamonos l'shoftei amdina. Even if there would be no prohibition against going to civil court, aval ha ein lono lemosro, but we should not turn him over, l'dono bedvarim shelo shayech b'dini haTorah, not to judge him with the type of punishments that din Torah doesn't recognize. Shehu mamon kifishumas habekiyin. What does the Torah require for stealing? What does the Torah require?
Restitution.
So you ask experts, how much was the silver? How much was the Sefer Torah worth? Let's say you got rid of it. So you just, that's all we require. V'heim donim b'yisurim shezel lo chiva haTorah. They use physical duress. You know, jails today, there is physical duress, but that the Torah certainly does not allow. Now he's going to bring a proof from our Gemara. That's why I'm bringing you this tshuva. The ayin b'moed katan, daf yud zayin amid aleph, be'uvto the Rish Lakish, have a mintar pardesa. Rish Lakish was a guard. Asahu gavra v'kochol te'ini. The guy came, was eating the figs. Rama le'kola, he raised his voice for lo'ashkech pe. He didn't listen to him. V'shamte Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish put him into chayri. V'omol le'ahu gavra, the guy said to him, adarabah. Conversely, Lehebe Yahu Gavra B'Shanta, let you Rish Lakish be in Chayra. In Mamo Nitchayavti Lach, I agree that I owed you money, Nidui Min Tchayavti Lach. Shol Rish Lakish B'Memit Rasha, and Rish Lakish asked him in the place of Medrash, but Amru, they said, Shelo Nidui Shelcha Eino Nidiyot. The Hutzruch Rish Lakish Lahata Niduyav. And Rish Lakish had to go get the Nidui released, and he had to go to the Nasir. Says Ramash, Chazinan, the Af al Ganva, Osur lahachmir Yoser Midino Shechiva Torah. What did Rish Lakish do with such a person? What did he do?
More severe punishment than a
Torah. No, he did. What?
His punishment was more severe than what the Torah said.
No, it says Osur lahachmir.
Right, that's what he did. That's what was wrong.
And he was wrong. Correct. Exactly. The Torah doesn't say that a Ganav gets paid, gets put into Cheirim. So if for putting somebody in Cheirim, what did Rish Lakish deserve? Cheirim, im kain, pashut, shegam makos, v'yeshiva b'ma'asar, v'chol yisuri aguf, she'asur, the chayiv hamakeyu achar hamaisa malchus milo Yosef, and if somebody hits him, to he's chayiv malchus himself for hitting somebody. Yeah.
The issue stop here is inconsistent with what we've just said. Whether it's the Rambam and everybody else, that if you see somebody being understand avera, you can put him into nidui. So
what are you going to have to do?
So how does he use this?
So because.
How does he use this Gemara?
He'll have to accept the Ravid, who says that in this case the Nidui wasn't warranted, or the Nemuki Yosef, or Tosfos. In this case, the Nidui wasn't warranted.
We're talking about Rish Lakish.
Rish Lakish.
I'm saying in general, that's that we were saying that if somebody, we see somebody being hyper and aware of some kind,
right,
and that you can put him into Nidui.
Correct, but not Dini Mamonos. You can, if he violates, that's what I said, Bein Adam LaMakom. Yes. But Bein Adam LaChaveroi, what does the Torah say? You pay for it. Yes.
How does Bezdin have the right to put you in jail then?
Bezdin can do whatever it wants. You know, whatever it wants. It's a good question. And there are Gemaras, the next tshuva from the Tashbates, he's going to quote a Gemara in Yavam, says, L'migdar milsa, if they see things are too loose, people are stealing too much, we can do whatever we want. Yes?
Perhaps Nidui is only when there's no other punishment. Like if someone murdered, you wouldn't put it, I assume you can't put him in Cheirim either, because it's a punishment. No.
That's okay, but there I would say, yeah, it's true.
And maybe what other.
That's,
the other
that's also a possibility. It's a possibility. But certainly not in Dine Mamonos, says Rish Lakish, says Ramasha, and he brings it, proof from our Gemara. It's interesting that he brings it from our Gemara. However, many go to page 7 for a minute. So here, we had a case posed to the Tashbetz. He lived at the end of the 14th century, one of the last Rishonim. That Reuven, here's the case, that Reuven was blind and he had a sleepover with his friend Shimon. And Reuven, the blind person, had some pearls tucked away in his shirt. Shimon is walking, accompanying him as they're traveling, and they fell asleep next to one another. Next morning, when Reuven woke up and he's looking for his jewels, because Shimon doesn't have a very good reputation. So he suspected that what? Shimon was the thief. When Reuven summoned him, kafar, he denied the whole thing. Mahu hadin bazeh. What's the halach? Says the Tashbetz. Yaduahu ki hagonev eino gonev be'edim. Anybody who steals is not waiting for what? Witnesses to witness it. It's obviously going to be in a situation. Vim bonu ladun al pi'edim. If we're going to prosecute him based on witnesses, kayotze bazeh, ki lakeh midas adin. Let him be punished to the extent of the law, no problem. For harashus nesuna biyat kol dayin b'chol dor v'dor, libdor gidarim. Every judge, depending on the situation of his generation, is allowed to make up whatever he wants, just to establish law and order, SVU. That's what he has to do. That's what he has to do. That's what he's got to do. And he has a right to do so. V'af midina Talmud mutalasus came. Umakin v'onchin shelo kedin mishum migdar milsa. We hit, punish, just to establish to put up the fence. A fence of what? Of decency and integrity. The kolshken lahatzil oshuk miyad oshko, to spare Reuven, who was robbed, v'ne'elav, and who the embarrassed one, miyad olvo. Although, from the person who's embarrassing, humiliating him by taking it out in the middle of the night. So, not everybody agrees with Rav Moshe that a dayan today, that you are not permitted to necessarily give someone over to a civil authority. If that's what's necessary to establish law and order, you can do so. Beis Din has a right to go well above and beyond its norm. But Beis Din doesn't have the capacity today. Today, Beis Din doesn't have that ability. Our Batei Din. So the only way to be the Migdar Milsa would be to go to civil court. Civil court will be able to enforce make sure that there is no theft. So the Tashbetz writes, under those circumstances, he believes it would be permissible under those circumstances. And our Gemara would be no proof against it whatsoever. No proof against it.
Is that the heter to go to Erchaus in general? Is part of Migdal Milsa?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If it's a dispute between two people, Jews, it's best to go to Beis Din. If the guy doesn't want to go to Beis Din, then you're allowed to go to Erchaus.
Yeah.
And the same thing, Tshuva of the Panim Eros, he lived at the end of the 17th century. He was the nephew of the Shach, and he quotes an episode of the Shach later on, but he says the exact same thing, that Beis Din is allowed to do whatever it needs to do in order to maintain law and order. In order to maintain law and order. And he quotes in this where he says the tshuva. Kvar omru chazal b'mesanhedrin daf mem vav. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Shomati shebezdin makin umon v'onchin shloim min atayr. Bastin can hit, punish, even if it's not in agreement with Torah. V'lo lav or al divrei Torah, not because they want to transgress Torah law, elo kidei laso siyug l'Torah. All they want to do is what? Make a offense around the Torah, protect the Torah. Says the Gemara, u'masei be'echad shirochav al sus b'shabbos b'yimei yivanim. Somebody was riding a horse on Shabbos. That's an Issa d'Rabbanan, riding a horse. What did they do? V'heviyu l'bezdin v'saklu. They stoned him. As if he was a Mechal Shabbos midaraisa. So the Gemara says, Bezdin has this power to wield its influence if they notice that the level of commitment to law and order has been violated, degraded by society as all, and even if it means doing things that the Torah does not allow, under those circumstances, one is permitted to do it. All right. Stop here. Continue next to us.
Let's talk about the...